reading from the Shemad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Divinity and Divine Service, text number 25.
Previously, all the great sages
Godhead, due to his existence above the three modes of material nature. They worship him, become free from material conditions, and thus derive the ultimate benefit. Whoever follows his great authorities is also eligible for liberation from the material world.
Azért imádták, hogy megszabaduljanak az anyagi feltételektől, és így a végső áldásban részesüljenek. Bárki, aki követi a nagy szenteket, szintén képessé válik arra, hogy megszabaduljon az anyagi világtól.
Purport. The purpose of performing religion is neither to profit by material gain, nor to get the simple knowledge of discerning matter from spirit. The ultimate aim of religious performances is to release oneself from material bondage and to regain a life of freedom in the transcendental world where the personality of Godhead is the supreme person. Laws of religion, therefore, are directly enacted by the personality of Godhead, and except for the Mahajans or the authorized agents of the Lord, no one knows the purpose of religion. There are 12 people, agents of the Lord, know the purpose of religion, and all of them render transcendental service unto him. Persons that desire their own good, they follow these Mahajans and thus attain the supreme
Újra szabadon élhessük a transzcendentális világban, ahol Istenség személyisége a legfelsőbb személy. A vallás törvényei tehát közvetlenül az Istenség személyisége lehet a A Mahajanakon az Úr felhatalmat a képviselőjén kívül senki sem ismeri a vallás törvényel. Az Úrnak 12 különleges képviselője van, akik ismerik a vallás törvényel, és mindannyian a transzcendentális szolgálatot végeznek neki. Azok, akik boldogulnak voltak, követhetik a Mahajanakot, és így a legmahasznosabb állásban lehet részük.
Tagre Bhagavan Tamil Chidam Sadvan Vishudam Shimaya Kalpanteya Kutaniha. Previously, all the great sages rendered service under the personality of Godhead, due to his existence above the three modes of material nature. They worship him and become free from material conditions, and thus derive the ultimate benefit. Whoever follows his great authorities is also eligible for liberation.
Korábban minden összen szolgálta az Istenség személyiségét, a valán, mert ő az anyagi természet három kötőjelenik között áll. Azért imádták, hogy megszabaduljon az anyagi feltételektől, és így a végső áldásban létesüljenek. Bárki, aki követi a nagy szenteket, szintén képessé válik arra, hogy megszabaduljon az anyagi világtól.
Ma Vishnu Drája, Krishna Vrösszága Buda, és Mekéri Bhakti Drája, Namaste, in this verse, the importance of the Mahajan stress. It is said in the Mahabharata, Tarko apratishta shrutya vina, asabrishir yasyana vina. Dharma Siddhatrami Hitam Suhayam Mahajram Yes Katakananda.
That's the Mahabharata Vishnu.
Practically speaking, everyone is trying to figure out what's good for them. In modern society, people already think they know what's good for them. In Spanish, they say, Riga Yena. For its own contentum. This means if your stomach is full, your heart is satisfied. Some people think that that's the ultimate goal of life, is to fill the hungry stomach. And if they have a nice place to sleep, that's an extra bonus. But the Bhagavatam doesn't agree with that. Because, in spite of the fact that one may be materially advanced, one may still feel some dissatisfaction. Therefore, the Bhagavatam deals with what is that source of that dissatisfaction. Everyone's looking for knowledge of how to become unlimitedly happy. But, as long as Prahlad Maharaj said, Nityananda Krishne Paratakshatova Vito Vipadyeta Griha Radhana. As long as one's conception of life is limited to one's material body. Prahlad Maharaj is one of
Mahajans.
Flying Gura, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kudomanu, Prahlada, Venko, Vishma, Vayera, Vyasakir, Vyam. So Prahlad Maharaj is one of the householder Mahajans. Many of the Mahajans are household.
Shuk Mahajan, Chalakasha.
Prahlad was household.
Prahlad Chalakasha.
Janaka Maharaj was household.
Janaka Maharaj Chalakasha.
Swayambhur is Brahm is a household.
Please.
But she was a household without a house. He has a tree house. He has a tree house for she. A big tree house. And some of them are Brahmachari. Bhishma Dev, Narada Muni. But in any case, they teach us the path of finding permanent happiness. By getting out of the Bali concept of life. And at the same time, entering in the actual real conception of life. Not only they teach us by their instructions, but also by their mood of service. So, Tarka Apratishta, we may argue about so many different things. Everyone has their opinion. And generally, we all think our opinions are very valuable. Although our opinions are just reflections of the modes of nature we're conditioned by. If our heart became a little purified, we'd have another opinion. And if our heart becomes more contaminated, we get another opinion. Therefore, opinions given by conditioned souls are apratishta. They're never steady. So we can go on arguing what is the goal of life and never reach any conclusion. Shrutaya Vibhina. And for those who are fortunate, take shelter of the hearing or the scriptures. There are so many scriptures, and they give so many opinions. Someone says worship Indra, someone says worship Shiva, some says worship yourself.
Egyik azt mondja, hogy imád Shiva, másik azt mondja, imád Indra, másik azt mondja, a saját magadat imád.
Therefore, just by studying books, one won't come to the right conclusion.
És hát így aztán a könyveket olvasom, próbálok a megfelelően.
And the Sava Rishi or the Sianadina, and even the great Rishi, Kapila Muni, the atheist Kapila Muni, the Gautama Kanada. Kanada, Gautama, Patanjali, Vaishnava. They all have different opinions. So you only hear from the great personalities, the sages, still we can't reach a conclusion. Dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhaya. Because ultimately, everything rests on it rests upon realization. And it rests on what we're aspiring for. It rests according to what we're aspiring.
Yeah.
Everyone has their inspiration. Everyone has their mahajna. There's like recently some person, Michael Jackson. So for some people Michael Jackson was a mahajna. He was an incarnation but she was dance. He was an incarnation of the Tandu Nat Nritya. Lord Shiva's dance. The dance of destruction. Or the Pied Pipers. In any case, people are inspired by him for some reason. Therefore, wherever he went, that's where they're going to. They'll probably be surprised. But he became the Mahajan, people were following
him.
Dancing behind him. So for those in the mode of ignorance, Hiranyakashi, Bhu, Kamsa, they're Mahajan. For those in the mode of ignorance, the hero of the Ramayana is not Lord Ramachandra, it's Ravana. But as Kamsa said, or who was it that said, this cowherd boy, he just by some tricky means, he's able to defeat others. Well, that was Rukmi. Rukmi was. It's just a tricky cowherd boy, Krishna. So, Krishna isn't. To them, Krishna is not a hero. To them, when they hear Krishna about Krishna is a thief, they read it in a completely different way. Here's a little boy who's a criminal. That's why he was born in a jail. Parents are also criminals. That's why they were in the jail. Somehow or another, they broke out. And then his father kidnapped a little girl.
And he said,
Later on, when he was growing up in the village, even before he could move, he killed his nurse. And as you grow up, you start to kill all the animals in the forest. Some poor bird came along, broke it in half. Bird. Anything that moved, he killed. He killed a snake. Anything. He even one day, he picked up a cat and threw it in a tree. And as soon as he could, he started to steal from everything. His mother tried to train him, but he wouldn't listen to her. Then, he started to chase after all the girls in the village. And as soon as he got tired of the girls, he went to the city with some more girls. And every once in a while, he'd come out of the city and start killing people again. Finally, his family got completely intoxicated. Killed each other. And then he left. So they think these four devotees, they're all devotees. That's what they're worshiping. Some aborigine coward boy in the village. Life is full of trouble. Causes a lot of trouble for us. When the gopis were talking to Uddhava, they seemed to take the same mood. They heard from Purnamasa that Krishna in his previous life was Lord Ramachandra. In his previous life, he was a Kshatriya. And one girl came along, Surpanaka, and asked for an intimate relationship with
him.
And as a Kshatriya, he should have satisfied
her.
But being handicapped by Sita, and then being dominated by Sita.
The Sita, yeah.
He cut off her nose and ears. That we heard from Purnamasi that just for the sake of his friend Sugriva, he hid behind a tree. And killed Bali just like a hunter. Although he should have faced him in actual combat, he didn't. So he's been cruel throughout his all his. Whenever he takes birth, he's always cruel. So it's not surprising that he came along, enjoyed us like a bee enjoys the flower. And as soon as he got all naked, he flew away. It's not surprising that just like a bee comes along and enjoys the flower, gets all the nectar from the flower, and then flies away. So Krishna is just like that. He came and enjoyed all of us. When he got the nectar he wanted, then he flew to Mathura. So we have to find out which Mahajan to follow. Other, because that, according to our reality, we choose a leader. And according to the leader we choose, that's what our destination
is.
Everyone has their hero. Everyone has a person they're following. So therefore one has to learn who the Mahajans, who the real Mahajans are. Or else we'll fall in the mode of passion, people follow Bill Gates. In the mode of goodness, they follow some. Well, yeah. Who's in the mode of goodness? But these Mahajans bring us back to Krishna. Unfortunately, within our minds, we have so many Mahajans talking to
us.
Maya has manifested itself in great and has so many different thoughts within our minds.
Maya,
remembering our favorite songs. The Beatles or whatever else.
Beatles or Baki.
I don't know if it's popular nowadays. What's that?
Yeah.
Jackson. Way before my time. Or way after my time. Anyhow, someone's talking to us within our mind. Telling us, get real. Therefore, we have to study this literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Try to understand what is actually the goal. And what are the actual steps to get to the goal? Otherwise, we'll take the Mahajans as someone just fictitious, some old people from the past. Prahlad Maharaj, first person in history who was abused in his childhood.
Prahlad Maharaj was a different
Therefore, he had all kinds of psychological problems. He thought he met some half man, half lion in his dream. When they did a court case in America, they were suing the devotees because one lady had left her father and joined the Hare Krishna movement. Later on, her father died from a heart attack. So they claimed that the Hare Krishna movement was against parents. That her father had died from separation. And the Hare Krishna devotees were happy to see the father die. That is part of their tradition to kill parents. So to prove it during the trial, they brought in a picture of Lord
Krishna.
And during the trial, they asked the devotee on the stand, who is this picture? Here he is. Yes.
That also happened in another one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Miguel, yeah,
this happened in Orange County.
Oh,
it's Romatoro. You can tell us your story too. So they asked him. They said, "Who is this? Is this your God?" Who is this man there? And who is this little boy? So is this little boy the son of this man who's been killed by your God, ripped apart? And why is this little boy offering a garland to the killer of his father? What kind of mentality do you have? Who are you worshiping? So if we were in Orange County, you'd understand that people thought, oh my God, who are these people? How ghastly. Their God is killing this little boy's father. This little boy is so brainwashed, he's offering a garland. What did they ask you?
I was on the stand for about an hour.
Cross-examination of the courtroom, the state Supreme Court, through the
punto se le ha dato, nel tono, ma c'è ancora piano, c'è il virus, c'è
We won't allow for this to put on trial in our state.
Okay.
We will not. They made the decision that we will not allow religion to be put on trial in our state. So that's all part of the court case.
So this is what the If we go to Kapaloka, Janaloka, Brahmaloka, there are no factories. There are no Macintosh computers. Maybe no one would want to go. There's not even any iPods.
The iPhone is
horrible. Barbaric. Primitive. All they have is clean air, clean water, beautiful flowers, all the things that primitive people have. So the Vedic teachers, what is the actual material offer? Then beyond that, they teach us what's the difference between matter and spirit. But they don't stop there. They give us a whole different picture of reality. But those who are chasing after imaginary happiness in the material world, we have no idea that the difference between matter and spirit. Whatever they read in our literature, they'll misunderstand for the most part. Therefore, Prabhupada's purports always go back in the Srimad Bhagavatam, even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, they always go back to the Bhagavad Gita. Just so people won't misunderstand. What are Mahajans doing, what they're saying, who they are. But these are our heroes. In the introduction to the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada gives the Bhaktivinoda Thakura's description of the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, biography. And Prabhupada doesn't describe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Bhaktivinoda Thakura doesn't describe him as God. He describes him as our hero. So, in the hero world, everyone has their heroes. James Bond. Marlon Monroe. Michael Jackson. Mickey Mouse. Donald Duck. Goofy. We have to choose someone and follow them. So we have to choose Swayambhur, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapilamanu, Pallada, Janaka, Bhishma, Vayera, Vyasakam, Vayam. So these are the Lord Shiva, Narada Muni, Lord Brahma, the four Kumaras, Lord Kapilade, Swayambhuva Manu, Pallada Maharaj, Janaka Maharaj, Bhishma Dev, Sukadeva Goswami, Bali Maharaj, and ultimately Yamaraj. These are our heroes. And that's what the Bhagavatam is all about, the activities, the teachings of the heroes. They lead us toward the Supreme Hero, Krishna. So we hear from the Mahajan, try to understand what they were doing, why they were doing it.
megpróbáljuk megérni, hogy mit csinálunk, miért csinálunk.
And see how it applies to ourselves personally.
És megpróbáljuk megérni, hogy ránk hogyan vonatkozik.
Then gradually we'll probably say, we want to find Narada Muni.
És aztán egy fokozatosan tényleg, hogy a Narada Muni.
Then look for his footsteps.
Akkor a Narada Muni megpróbáljuk.
And if you follow his footsteps, eventually you'll follow, find Narada Muni. So we want to know what these Mahajans realize. Then we should follow them. One time they asked Prabhupada, because in the Nectar of Instruction, it is said that one should follow residents of Vrindavan. After going through the different stages of devotional service, one comes to the stage of Swarup Siddhi. Where one's spiritual identity is revealed. And at that stage, if one is in the Chandra Ras, one may follow the cows or the flute of Krishna. If one is in Dasya Ras, then he may follow Padraka or other servants of Krishna. Sakirat or Sridam, Sudam. If one is Vatsalya, Mother Jasoda, Nanda Maharaj. And if one is in Madhurya Rasa, the Lalita Vishaka. So they ask Prabhupada, who's our leader? Which resident of Vrindavan should we follow? Prabhupada said, I am that resident of Vrindavan you should follow. So we have our Mahajan. Prabhupada is our Mahajan. He's the manifestation of all Mahajan. And if we follow him, then we'll be able to understand what all the Mahajans are saying. And they'll give us all their blessings. But ultimately, we'll be able to come to the Dharmasi Tadrang Yukam Guhayam to see the same thing that everyone's seeing. All these Mahajans are seeing in their heart. Namely, their relationship with Krishna. And if we follow them, then we'll realize our relationship with Krishna too. Then we'll actually be able to serve the real purpose of religion. I was thinking that when Srimati Radharani, she's very anxious to see Krishna. She doesn't think, oh, another darshan of Krishna. I need a break. Every day I have to get up and go and see him. But, you know, we got to sleep late last night. They had an extra hour to the rock today. Let me sleep in. I'll see Krishna tomorrow. So every moment she's very anxious to see Krishna. And so we have to develop that same anxiety to see Krishna. The same happiness in seeing Krishna. he's the one who's sending the Mahajans and the, he's the one who's sending, who's infused, infusing everyone to become Krishna conscious. So we take shelter of her service through her representatives. Then the ultimate benediction will be our enthusiasm is also on
Krishna.
And to serve.
So
we'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions?
Yes. Tegnap beszélgettünk az okszákkal is, felmerült egy olyan kérdés, amivel szintén lehetne vádolni Isten.
Yesterday we had a discussion with the devotees, and a matter was raised that could also be on the accusation list about God.
Még pedig az, hogy a világ úgy van megalkott, hogy egyik élőlény a másikon él, szóval lehetetlen erőszak nélkül élni.
That the world has been constructed such that every living being is supported itself or at the expense of another living being, so it is impossible to disrupt violence.
És hogy Isten magyarázza, hogy miért tudjuk a kegyetlenség?
Could you just explain us where this cruelty is coming from?
It comes from God. God's the original terrorist. He says, Kalos Misha and Krit Karido, Kansa Maharmi Hapari Taki, Tapi Swandava, Vishanti Sarve, Vivati Takratni Keshu Yoda. I am, the destroyer of all the worlds. And I've come here to kill everyone. So imperceptibly, God is killing everyone. Slowly he's sticking the knife in everyone's back. And if you come and visit him, he's smiling. He's playing his games. And his girlfriend is spanning him while he's doing it. So these are the original terrorists. It's all about but Krishna says also, Nachatanakani Karmini, Nibandati Vidangaya, Udasi Nazarasi Namasakam Peshu Karmasa. I am ever detached, that all this work cannot bind me. I am ever detached, seated as though neutral. All this work cannot bind me, cannot hold me. I am ever detached, seated as neutral. Seated. So God is everything. He's the most lovable, the most compassionate, and he's the most cruel. But Krishna was everyone according to what they're doing. Krishna never asked us to come to the material world. He told us not to come. But as soon as we come here, then we become subject to the laws of material nature. So the laws of material nature means that whatever we do, we get the results. If we're cruel to other living entities, then other living entities will eventually be cruel to us. So Krishna is responsible for the arrangement.
Krishna felelős a teremtésért.
And we're responsible for the results we get.
És mi pedig felelősek.
Just like the rain comes down during the rainy season. But according to the different seeds, different plants grow. So without the rain, the plants wouldn't grow. But the rain's not responsible for all the different types of plants. The different types of seeds that are responsible for the different plants. So, God makes the arrangements. And according to the seeds of desire that we cultivate, we get the result. But God is new, Krishna is new. The judge, he's sitting on the court. He's sitting in the court. Someone comes before him. He awards him a lot of money. Another person comes before him. And he condemns him to death. But it's not because he likes one person, he likes his face. Oh, I'll give you a lot of money. You have a nice face. I don't like your face, the next person comes to you, because I don't like your face. You'll die. No, he was put into the activities of the person. So Krishna is neutral, but he's simply giving people the results of their work. But he's not responsible. It's the living entities are responsible. So we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Brenda Rajana Bhagavatam Jai. Jai. Jai.